You could just Google dogs and it would be a better time than watching this show. Hello and welcome to Love It or Weeb It, where we let you know if we love an anime enough to recommend it to everyone or if it's just for the worst of the weebs. I'm Annie, and I think the cutest dog breed is Samoyeds.
I'm Jeff, and I have no idea what that is, because dogs are trash, but the cutest dog breed is Huskies.
Whoa.
Wait, what did you say? Somali in the forest Samoyed? Spirit? That's the best dog breed?
No, not Somali in the forest spirit. Here, I just texted you a picture of what they look like. They're little clouds who smile all the time.
Oh, that's pretty cute. Okay.
Right? Okay. All right. Anyways.
Today, we're sampling the first three episodes of Oda Cinnamon Nobunaga, which is subtitled on Crunchyroll and Verve.
Thank you, everyone who voted for this one. Thank you so much.
Thank you for everyone who voted for this pick. And the votes were totally not rigged at all in any way.
Thanks so much. Anyways, Jeff.
We have feelings about the show. So for some background on this series, it was originally a manga by Una Meguroga, which has been running for 7 volumes since 2014 and is not licensed in English. It's a seinen manga, which is just an indication of how BS manga genres are, and we really shouldn't read into them that much because, you know, this is, does not feel like a seinen type of show.
No.
In the way that we usually refer to things as seinen or shonen or whatever, but whatever. The studio that animated the show is Studio Signpost, which is apparently basically a subsidiary of Pierrot. They used to be known as Pierrot Plus. Pierrot is famous for lots of long-running shonen trash. I don't know if that's fair to say that trash term, but they have varying degrees of quality. But yeah, they're most known for things like Bleach, Naruto, Yu Yu Hakusho, Tokyo Ghoul, Black Clover, Great Teacher Onizuka. There's a wide range in quality there, but I think they're, you know, most known for churning out lots and lots of content.
Yes.
And this particular subsidiary offshoot is, they have done several shows, but it's mostly things that I've vaguely heard of, but never watched. So, yep. And I did not think there was any particularly interesting or notable pedigree in the other staff, the series director, series composition, or character designer. So, yeah, what's the show about?
Wow, this one is short and sweet. So it's about Oda Nobunaga, a shogun warlord that is reincarnated as a Shiba Inu. So that's the story.
Sounds like comedy gold.
Sounds just like a winning combination. This is not the first show to do an Oda Nobunaga reincarnation thing. And it probably won't be the last, but dang if I sure don't hate those. And this one is not an exception.
Okay, I want to start off by, you can tell by our tone in the word negative, but I think the concept, I think, has the potential to be comedy gold. Like, I think it is really cute and fun in theory. But before we get into that, what is your background with, I don't know what you call it, Oda Nobunaga literature, like fiction, all these series that are just using these characters and setting and everything?
I've just seen them. And like seen out of context, like stuff about it.
Like which shows?
The one where he's reincarnated as like a little girl or like a girl in high school.
So you don't even know the names of these shows.
No, I've just seen them and I hate them.
So the only thing that I've consumed in the wide landscape of Oda and Nobunaga stuff is Pokemon Conquest, which was a Pokemon tactics RPG where you, as if the Warring States period generals had Pokemon with them, and it was fun. You unite Japan as Oda Nobunaga with a Pokemon.
Oh god, okay.
But that's the only exposure I have to all of this archetype and this story. On the other hand, what's your experience with comedy anime in general? Like, do you generally like it? Do you have favorites? Do you have things you hated?
Oh, I have several that I love, like Nichijou or Monthly Girls Nozaki-kun. Mm-hmm. Like, those are A-plus series, and they're comedies, and they're great. There's a lot of comedies that are garbage, but that's most shows.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So, like, it's a mixed bag. I do like comedies, but they have to have some sort of substance or like, story, or just have to be exceptionally funny. Like, Nichijou kind of had a little bit of an overarching story, and it also was just like incredibly funny the entire time. This show was neither funny nor had like a story I cared about, so.
Yeah. I tried to think of like pure comedy anime that I've really enjoyed. So many things like have comedy mixed in with it, like Kill la Kill or whatever. It's not purely comedy, but has lots of comedy. But things that are purely comedy, I feel like almost always fail for me. Like they have to be really well written and really well paced. And it's so easy to, even if you have like a funny concept, for the pacing just to be like, this isn't worth watching. Especially if there's a manga, it's like, okay, I can just read this. And, you know, it's just funnier when you can read it at your own pace than when you're waiting for the jokes. Mm-hmm. So things like Kaguya-sama, I'm like, this seems fun, but I'd rather just read it because it's not exceptional. And then there are things like Bananya, which is like great concept, so funny. But like after the third episode, it's like, okay, just more and more of this forever.
Yeah, like okay. The joke gets old after a while.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the one that was like, it was like not, it was kind of recent. And it was like the one where the girls got turned into magical girls, but they were like buff dudes.
Oh, was that Magical Girl Ore?
Yes. See, that one, I was like, haha, how funny. And then it's like, oh, this isn't going anywhere. There's no story. Oh, yeah, okay.
If a series is based around a single joke, that joke mm-hmm. has to be really good, or the author has to be really good about coming up with twists on it. And yeah. It's very easy for it to be stale quick. And welcome to Oda Cinema Nobunaga.
Mm-hmm. Super stale.
Yeah.
Sorry to this anime, I guess.
Let's start with pros, though.
Pros.
Do you have one? It's cute.
It's fine. Kinda. The end scenes with the real life dogs are
yes.
cute.
Yes. The ending sequence with the real life dogs is perfect.
That's good content.
It's very, very good.
It should have just been a show like that. That would have been way better.
If that had been the anime, that would have been perfect.
That would have been a great time to just watch dogs and kind of dub over them. There was one thing that I liked. You're going to be mad at me. So it's my say you section or say you sidebar. Mm-hmm. For some reason, so they were introducing all of the, if you didn't watch, so Oda Nobunaga, a warlord, runs into other dogs at the dog park since he's a little Shiba Inu named Cinnamon. And the other dogs are other warlords from the same time period. And one of them, Imagawa Yoshimoto, who is someone that Nobunaga killed in real life. He's a little dachshund and he's so cute. But I was like, why is his voice so sexy? So I looked it up and it's Takahiro Sakurai, and he plays Giyu in Demon Slayer and Reigen in Mob Psycho.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You're horny for Reigen, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. And so is everyone else. And Ishiki from Food Wars. Just ooh, a bunch of people.
Oh, wait. Ishiki-senpai? He's Lucifer in Grand Blue Fantasy, so...
Oh, damn. You're into it now.
No. Oh, no. I'm also horny for him. Oh, no.
Oh, no. We're all horny for Takahiro Sakurai. But, yeah, he just plays a bunch of, like, hot guys. Or guys who, I guess, are maybe not supposed to be hot, but they are. And so that was the one shining light in this show for me, was getting to hear him.
When I was looking into like the background and who worked on the show, I was like looking through a couple voice actor credits, and I was like, wow, a lot of prominent and famous voice actors worked on the show. I guess they also work on bad things. And it's not an indicator of quality at all.
Yeah, but wow, he does sound great.
We should also kind of explain, for people who aren't familiar with Oda Nobunaga lore, fiction, or whatever, that like he was a famous warlord that was famous for like uniting all of Japan, and then I guess being betrayed by
someone who worked for him.
Yes, his like
like a general,
one of his subordinates. Yeah, he was a bad manager apparently. And so yeah, I feel like there's a lot of humor in the show that basically requires at least some familiarity with all this lore so that you like appreciate the jokes. But on the other mm-hmm. hand, they also do try to explain everything. So I'm like, would this even appeal to them? I don't know.
Yeah. I'm only like vaguely aware of like Nobunaga lore. So it was like kind of interesting, but it also felt very like it was trying to downplay and make, like the whole thing is it's a joke. And I'm trying not to be like up my own butt about it, but it's like this man did very much murder people. Tons of people. He murdered all the people. He murdered tons of people.
Yeah. And
it's not It's not great. I don't know. They make jokes about it, too. They're just like, oh, yeah, you murdered those people. So this is your karma for it. You get like a bad name. You get named Cinnamon. I'm like, there's a lot of people who died because this guy just wanted to do his own thing. I'm not having a good time watching the jokes. I was trying to be like, it's just supposed to be funny. But I was also like, these people are murderers. So,
yeah,
but not in the fun way.
It's tough. I don't know. I don't have enough context to judge. Like, if it was like, oh, any setup, concentration camps, I'd be like, okay, yes, terrible. But I don't know, warlords, I don't know. It's kind of part of their job is to murder people. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Nobunaga was known for, he was like pretty merciless. He's like, oh, you oppose me? Bye. Right. Which is like, sure, maybe he had to do that, but it didn't really work out because he got murdered.
Yeah.
Also, okay, can we talk about the weird, like, Fujoshi take on him and Mitsuhide?
I wanted to like it. I wanted to like the Fujoshi catering, but the show made it very hard to like.
Yeah, it was like kind of gross and too in your face.
I feel like it's kind of complicated because okay, so Mitsuhide is supposed to be his subordinate that betrayed him and murdered him.
Mm-hmm.
And then so he and the other dogs run into this guy who looks like a person and not a dog, a person who looks just mm-hmm. like Mitsuhide, their member, and who just conspicuously has a squirrel, flying squirrel.
Yes.
On his shoulder, who mm-hmm. doesn't get mentioned until episode 3. But anyway, so this guy is there and they're like, oh, and his name is like Mitsu Hideto or something. It's like very, very similar to Mitsuhide. So then this person just like loves Oda Cinnamon Nobunaga, like loves the dog and is like, oh my god, this dog's so cute, and then starts hugging him, and they're just like, they're all reacting like, oh my god, this would be like if this subordinate was just running up and hugging Nobunaga. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be funny? And it's just like, it's very queer panicky.
Yes. Because he's like, oh no, what a weirdo.
Right. Like, it's like, oh, he's a pervert. Gross. Oh, like, this would be so gay. Oh, gross. Ew. Yeah. And so like, at first I was like, oh, haha, this is kind of gay. Isn't that like, because he is hot. The guy, the Mitsuhide guy.
Oh
like,
my goodness.
he is pretty hot. But yeah, it went in a bad direction fast.
Yes. Also, I was not into the moment where, okay, so like the girl who is Cinnamon or Nobunaga's owner.
Who is like implied to be a descendant of him?
Who knows?
Her family name is Oda. So, and yeah. And when Cinnamon learns that, he's like, oh.
Yeah, like what?
I'm sure there's some deep lore and plotting that's gonna it's gonna be a series-wide mystery that gets to the bottom of that, I'm sure.
So okay, this makes this even worse than when she falls in like the second episode and
oh no,
both Nobunaga and Mitsuhide comment on her strawberry patterned panties. And I was like, gross.
Wait, so are you bringing that up just because it was gross? Because I have even more complaints about that.
Well, it was gross. And also, like, the joke on her name, because her name is Ichigo. And they said Ichigo, which is strawberry. And I was like, this is dumb. I hate this.
But no, I think, okay, so the jokes, the pacing's bad. Like, there are often just jokes that don't land or it's, like, drawn out. There are some jokes that just are confusing and it could be just bad translation. But this one was particularly, like, just mostly untranslated that it's Mitsuhide and Oda, like, watch her fall. And they're like, oh, my God, yeah. Ichigo Pantsu, because they see her strawberry panties. Mm-hmm. But it's supposed to be a joke on 1582 being the year, I forget what they write. They say it, but they put it in text on the screen, but they don't explain why it's that way, why it's, like, a pun. But I think that's supposed to be the year that, like, I don't know, Nobunaga was murdered or some important year. But it's Ichigo because Ichi 1, Go 5. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how Pan is 8, but Su is 2. So it's Ichigo Pansu is 1582, the year that you were murdered. Ha ha ha. And it's like, okay, that joke just didn't work at all in translation.
It didn't work at all.
So like, I guess I can't fault the show too much for that, but
still not a good time. It's a bad time.
It wasn't fun as an experience for us to watch. So
no, it wasn't. Listen,
also the dog mouths, do you notice how they move? They just like open close
like
so it's like that they have a line and it just opens for the full extent of the line and then it closes when they pause and then it opens again for the full extent of the next line and then closes. It's like,
yeah, no, they didn't really bring the animation a game to this one. I mean, there's not much they could do, but it's so dumb. And like, okay, so they're trying to solve the mystery of if Mitsuhide really murdered him or not, kind of, in like the first couple episodes, which again is all we watched. But and like it is, I guess, like a thing that's like, oh, why did he murder him? Did he murder him for sure? And it's like, yeah, he did. But like the framing it as in, again, like the gay panic,
right,
really bothered me.
Because it's like, did he murder him out of love? Like, is, yeah, kind of what they don't actually think or explicitly say that, but I did get that strong implication.
I think they did say that at one point, because no. Remember the scene where they animated a whole section of him getting like naked in like a field of pink flowers and thorns and then hugging him and saying that he's going to set them both on fire?
I did not remember that. I guess I was successful in blocking it from my memory.
Yeah, it was in like episode 2. It's pretty horrible. I mean, it was probably the most well-animated thing in the entire show, but it was also horrible.
It's just so weird to not get, like, I feel like the show seemed like it was catering towards the Fujoshi crowd. But
yes.
I don't know. Maybe Fujoshi in Japan are more homophobic than I like to think. But like, so maybe there are Fujoshi who both want to see that chipping and pairing and also are okay with that being coded as
gross.
He's so gay, he's evil and gonna murder him, you know, like yeah. Maybe that is more accepted, but this to me just felt like it was written by a bro who didn't understand what Fujoshi women actually like about Fujoshi pairings. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just felt really weird. I try to think of if there were more pros for me.
I really like the concept. The execution was not good, but I really like the concept of there's a scene where Cinnamon Oda Nobunaga is just with his owner, and the owner and a friend are playing Token Rambu, which they never mentioned Jesus by name, Christ. But they're basically just playing Token Rambu, which is a very popular game and franchise about swords that have pretty boys in this world, but they're all named after famous swords in history. So he's watching them play his game and he's like hearing them talk about swords and he's like, oh yeah, that was my sword. Wait, why is it a pretty boy? What's going on? Mm-hmm. And like the pretty boy like talks to him in whatever weird fantasy like, is going
die,
on.
Die, Nobunaga.
Right, because it's like swords that were abused or like abandoned by him or something, and it's like this is a really funny concept, but like in practice it was just not okay.
I don't even like the concept. Like, again, I keep coming back to like these people are murderers.
Oh.
It's not fun for me to watch them. Like, okay, I'm gonna it's the same problem I have with Hamilton.
Oh boy.
I'm not going to watch your slave owner play. Like, sorry. These, like, sure, haha, they're rapping and it's fun. But also, like, these dudes owned people and they thought that was chill.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I
think. I know, hot takes.
It is a very hot take. I feel like there's. To defend Hamilton, I feel like what it's doing there is much more nuanced and complex with basically like, in addition to recasting all those slave owners as non-white, they're like kind of recasting their morals in a way. Like they're painting them as being much, I feel like much more upright people than they were. Or yeah, like at least
that's my problem with it.
Right. But like, I feel like I understand your point and I'm not like wholly endorsing that aspect of it, but like, I kind of appreciate the like, looking back on history and like making people like painting a rosier light to like as a guide for the future. You know what I mean? Like instead of looking back and be like, these people were terrible for all these reasons and here are things that we should avoid. Instead, it's like looking back and repainting them in ways that we should emulate. Instead of looking back in the founding fathers and emulating the terrible things they did, paint them better and then we can emulate those better things. But what this is doing is not none of that. This is just like, it's just for gags and laughs. It's not making them like, you know, any better people than they were. It's just,
yeah. This is making them even more stupid than...
This is just stupid.
Probably.
Like, yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. I just have a problem in general with... It feels kind of like, not redemption, but it's like trying to like not like make light of what they've done.
Right.
And like, because even in this show alone, like Imagawa, who... is someone that Nobunaga killed. He's like, don't worry about it. It's fine. I'm chilling. I'm a dog. I was like,
yeah.
He murdered you. And like, he's like mad at, or Nobunaga's mad at Mitsuhide for possibly murdering him. He murdered him. It's like his son was also murdered in like that same battle. And I'm like, they're all just like, he's letting him hug him. You're a dog. Bite him. He murdered your child. Whatever. Yeah. I'm just not into that. It also just wasn't funny. I could have maybe excused it if it was funny. Like, people excuse, again, Hamilton to bring it up because the songs are good. And it's like, cool, yeah, those are good songs. So I guess we'll excuse that they're making light of a bunch of a-holes, but I hate the Founding Fathers. I'm going to cut myself off.
Yeah, it's tough because, like, I feel like warring states, like, they even mentioned the show, like, oh my God, warring states is really trendy right now. There are all these shows about it.
Yeah.
So it's like, it already is, has become so trivialized that, like, I don't think this show is really, you know, like, making a dent in that trend. Yeah. Like, Hamilton definitely is, like, a huge impact on how we view the American Founding Fathers. And yeah, I think it has a potentially dangerous impact there of us looking back and thinking they were great people because of Hamilton. But yeah, the show in the end, I feel like it will have very little impact on popular culture.
Yeah, it's because I was trying to think, again, you brought up earlier that maybe it would be fun for people who know of Nobunaga lore. But then again, they're explaining everything. And it doesn't feel like they're doing like a great job of it. So it's barely educational if you didn't know. And it's a little too explainy if you do know. And like one of the selling points from people who suggested it, sorry to the people who suggested this, but it was that, oh, you learn so much about like the warring states and the time period that they're from. And I'm like, no, you really don't. You learn almost nothing except here are some names and that's it.
I thought it would have worked a lot better if it were a series of shorts and then split up with basically one concept or topic per episode. And then you could, like, looking at descriptions and titles of some of the other episodes the rest of the season, which I didn't have time to watch, but some of them were intriguing. Like, I was like, oh, there's one about social media. I would like to see that, but I don't want to watch the whole 23-minute episode for the, like, 5-minute segment on that, you know? Like, but if they were split up into shorts, then I could see them each having a possibility of, like, being entertaining content on their own, maybe. Yeah, this I really do wonder, like, what the process is behind, like, which gag manga get translated into short anime versus full-length anime, and, like, why this one was judged as, no, it should be a full-length anime.
We need a full 20 minutes. I feel like they should have committed harder to the educational aspect, I guess, or the comedy aspect. Like, pick one and kind of go for it.
Well, that's the thing. It just needs better comedy writing. You know, like, it's hard to prescribe. Like, the writing should just be good.
That's what it is. Be better. Do better. That's all I have to say about this terrible show.
Yeah. It was such a cute, like, I was really intrigued by the con. Like, I was like, I was morbidly curious, like, how can this be bad? Like, it's such a cute premise, and that now we know.
It's boring and terrible and also not well animated. Sorry.
I mean, I don't think anyone expected, like, elaborate sakuga from the dog anime.
No, but just, again, the mouth animations. And yeah. Did you notice that the opening is just all of the same animation from the first episode, like the first 10 minutes of it? They just recycled it, which is fine. But, like, it just, when you watched it in the opening scene of the anime and then you watch the opening, you're like, wait, these are all the same scenes. Just put on a flat background.
There are a lot of aspects of the show that, in retrospect, it makes a ton of sense why this show was, everyone read the concept and was like, oh my God, this sounds so cool. And then no one's talking about it now.
Yeah, I think after the first couple episodes, everyone fell off, if they even made it that far.
Yep.
I mean, the ending with the dogs is cute.
The ending with the dogs is so cute. Give it
that. It's super cute. If only they weren't speaking. I just want to see the dogs. More dog content, but make it good. Thank you.
Yeah, they should have just, instead of writing this, they should have just put cameras on these dogs and just follow the dogs around.
Oh, that would have been cute. They just attach GoPros to dogs.
Oh, I didn't mean literally, but sure, yeah, that too.
GoPros on dogs and then have camera in the room.
Has anyone made like a reality show? Like,
with dogs?
Like The Circle or Love is Blind, but with dogs?
No, let's start this.
Okay, let's do it.
This is our thing. TM, TM, TM.
Yeah, if you listen to this, you're legally obligated to send us money if it becomes a popular idea, and that's how law works.
Thank you.
We're lawyers. I'm certified in dog law.
This is a bad show. I'm done talking about it.
We
are moving on.
Where does this fit in? Like, we don't need to do like a full ranking or anything, but like compared to the other shows that we weebed this season.
All right, I'll rank them for you. The worst one, hands down, Plunderer.
Okay, so this is better than Plunderer.
This is better than Plunderer because I don't want to actively rip my own eyeballs out.
So you're okay listening to Plunderer.
All right, anyways. Well, yes, I don't speak Japanese, so it's fine. So Plunderer's the worst. Second worst is still Somali and the Forest Spirit. Sorry, girly, you're boring.
Did you call it girly?
Yes. Then I'm going to say this show is third worst. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this show's definitely third worst, followed by, oh, now it gets kind of hard. I think Toilet Bound Hanako-kun.
Ooh, hot takes.
Is, what would you put as fourth worst? Or fifth worst? Wait, Smile?
Yeah, for me it's no, fourth Smile. Worst.
Smile's fourth?
Wait, did you like Bofuri more than Hanako-kun?
Yeah, that was going to be next on my list. That's fifth worst. Then it's, yeah. So Bofuri is fifth on my list. This is horrible. I can't keep track of what I'm saying anymore. Then, no, yes.
Yeah, these numbers, I'm just ignoring these numbers. And
then ID invaded, or it invaded, whatever. Then Smile Down the Runway, then A3, then Aizoken and Beastars. There, that's my wrap up of this season. Beastars being the best, Plunderer being the worst.
I think mine, starting from the bottom, would be Plunderer, then... it is really tough choosing between Oda Cinnamon and Somali. I feel like Somali had potential. There might be something else there that we didn't see.
No.
Whereas I feel like we saw everything in
Oda Cinnamon. At least this one has some dogs.
Okay, yeah, and there's cute things. Okay, so I'll do Plunderer, then... Oda Cinnamon, then Somali and the Forest Spirit, then It Invaded, then Smile on the Runway, then
Hanako-kun,
A3, Beastars, Aizoken. Yeah.
Did you do Bofuri?
It's somewhere. I don't know if I did.
All right. I don't think you did, but it's fine.
I think I'd put that actually like third at the top.
Damn, no, actually, that's high.
Right below A3.
Okay, thank God. Yeah. Damn, I miss A3. That was a good time. So remember when we were so optimistic?
I mean, there's actually potential. I have no idea how far along the stuff in the spring anime season was into production before the coronavirus stuff hit animation production. But like, if stuff is delayed in the spring season, maybe A3 is all we get.
Great. I love A3.
Although wasn't there confirmation that A3 was delayed because of coronavirus? Like because of stuff in China? So it was like early on in the cycle, in the news cycle?
Yes, but they also just confirmed that autumn and fall, they confirmed the air date for that. So I'm assuming spring and summer is still happening.
Sweet.
Yeah. So great. We'll get a shining light. Maybe we can love that one. And it won't have been delayed.
We've actually loved stuff now. So, like, I feel like we've redeemed ourselves.
We have loved a whole one. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, let's put this dog to bed.
Don't. No.
Well, okay, we should explain. Okay, so we're definitely weaving it, but, like, who is this show for?
It's for no one. It's for people who love dogs so much that they're blind to the content that they are consuming.
I guess I agree.
Because it's not funny. It's not that cute. It's just got dogs on the screen. And if all you're looking for is dogs on the screen, then that's for you.
There are cuter dogs on screens to look
there
at.
There are cuter dogs, but alas, you could just Google dogs and it would be a better time than watching this show. If you just Googled, please, any dogs, then you would have a better time than watching even 10 minutes of Oda Cinnamon Nobunaga, unless it's the last 30 seconds.
Just watch JoJo's. That has a dog.
No, don't do that. Watch JoJo's.
Okay, that was the worst recommendation.
That was the worst possible. Were you thinking Stardust Crusaders?
Yes, I was, and I was thinking Iggy. Yeah, he's not even a cute dog. But
okay, well, what you'll get in the first season is Danny.
Oh, this is cruel. I found a list of like the top 10 best anime dogs, and it includes
first one Nina.
Yeah, it includes Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, and I'm like, that's just me.
It's pretty bad.
And it's not very original.
I can't believe you would recommend JoJo to dog lovers.
I wasn't even trolling. I just saw a picture of Iggy and was like, oh, he's a cute dog. But he's not even cute. So
no, Iggy's hideous. Sorry, Iggy. He's a shonen hero, but I sure do don't like how he has human eyes.
Gintama has a cute dog.
Can we just talk about other anime dogs instead of this show?
Yeah.
Cute. Let's do that. What's the dog's name in Cowboy Bebop?
I don't know, but it's a Shiba Inu, right?
No, it's a Corgi in Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, right, okay. I haven't actually seen Cowboy Bebop, so... I'm not qualified to watch anime.
You're actually not qualified to watch anime. It's fine. I don't remember that dog's name, but we're moving on. I think it's something with, like, an E, like I or whatever. Anyways...
That's the cowboy, right? The titular Cowboy Bebop,
mm-hmm.
I assume?
No, he's the Bebop in Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, I don't know dogs. Cats are better. Sue me.
What? Ugh, this is horrible news. I can't think of any other good dogs.
Did Miyazaki direct The Dog Returns? I don't think so.
Oh my god. No, but there's a lot of dogs in Princess Mononoke.
There are?
Well, they're wolves, but...
That's stretching things. Also, I'm checking whether Miyazaki actually directed... Oh, yes, he did. No? No? No, he did not. He did not direct Cat Returns. Never mind.
Ooh, so I guess cats stay losing, huh?
I'm just exhausted by this show.
There's a cute dog in Kuroko's Basket.
Oh, yeah. And isn't there like one ending that shows like the main guy as like a baby with a dog or something?
Yes. Kuroko with the dog.
I was trying to remember his name. And yeah, of course, it's just Kuroko.
It's Kuroko. The main guy of Kuroko's Basket.
It's the basket, right?
I hate you.
Why does... the dog have his eyes?
That's a really good question that it doesn't get answered, but that's why they, I think they name him Kuro.
Oh, okay. This is creepy.
Well, also because he's a black dog, but.
Well, yeah, he's a cute, really cute dog.
I can't think of any other dogs in anime that I like. There's that dog in Gintama. I don't know his name.
I should know his name and I forget it.
But he sure exists.
Sadaharu. He's cute.
Yep, that's a dog name.
He's not the cutest though, but dogs just aren't that good. Sorry.
Wow. This is horrible. I can't think of any other dogs, so I guess maybe I'm done.
Like, can you name a single dog anime as iconic as the cats in Sailor Moon? Or the cat in Kiki's Delivery Service? Or Bananya? Or...
oh my god.
This one weird fan art I found of a cat touching that teacher in Naruto.
Gross. What about Guts from Kill la Kill? Pretty iconic.
Oh, the one that has a butt for a face?
Yes.
Great. Great. Lovely. I forgot this character existed. Oh boy. Dogs are bad. Cancel dogs.
Dogs are good. What's wrong with you? All right, maybe I'll take a hard stance. Just kidding. I love Oda Cinema Nobunaga because Jeff hates dogs and I have to protect them. Ew, I saw a picture of Iggy and I hate him.
Yeah, he's
sorry, Iggy. Ugly. You just are so ugly.
Like, Araki got very good at drawing pretty boys eventually, but like, not pretty dogs.
Dogs aren't his thing. Araki, why? Anyways, I'm done. Bye.
We're gonna fade into nothingness now. The show wore us out.
This show was pretty bad. But thanks everyone who voted for it.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for your participation.
We swear next season we won't just shit on the thing that people vote for.
We'll vote for something good, maybe, and don't make me sit through an hour of garbage. Sorry if it made you mad, but go ahead, leave us a review on iTunes. Apple Podcasts.
Unless you're a dog, we won't accept any reviews from dogs.
I will, excuse you. How dare you?
So I want to start ending the show by recommending something that we genuinely love, regardless of, it doesn't have to be anime, just like a thing in general that you want to...
Oh, perfect. Animal Crossing.
Wow, controversial take.
Yes, Animal Crossing. I'm sad that I'm not playing right now.
Yeah, we should be playing that right now instead of...
We should be playing Animal Crossing instead of wasting my time watching Oda Cinema Nobunaga. I could have been picking up all the weeds on my island, planting flowers.
I haven't played yet today. I have to do so much.
Oh my god, you're running out
of time. My museum's opening today.
Oh, you gotta go. Do you have the store?
I should today. Because I told them to build it.
Oh, no. Before. Okay, well, then the store closes at 10 p.m.
What the?
Yeah.
It closes?
Yes, you can't sell things past 10 p.m. when you have the store, except you can put them in a box, but you take 80%, or it's only an 80% profit instead of 100%. So,
that sucks.
You better go. We better end this.
Yeah, we need to go. My recommendation is, since I guess we're only recommending things about animals, is Arknights, which is a mobile gacha game.
We're furries now.
That is all furries. All the characters are furries, but it's not obvious. Like, I didn't realize for a while that every character has ears or tails or weird things. I think every character is a different animal, and there are a lot of characters people don't even know what animals they are, and people are just guessing.
Oh, God.
But it's a very good tower defense game.
A lot of furry content.
There's so much furry content. We're, like, drowning in furry content.
Bum, ba, dum, bum, bum, bum.
Oh boy.
Anyways, email us at loveitorweepit@gmail.com.
Tweet at us at
loveitorweepit if you have opinions.
Yeah, and we are recording our review episodes next 2 weeks. So we're definitely doing Beastars, but the other review we're going to do is we're going to resurrect Eizouken from the weeb graveyard and review it anyway, even though we weebed it, because we're thinking maybe we were a little too harsh in judging it prematurely. That's how I feel, at least.
Maybe it gets better. Who knows?
Yeah.
We're going to find out.
there's potentially one I examine. So we're going to be reviewing the entire season, both of the shows. So if you have any questions or comments that you want us to address on those episodes, send in your feedback to loveitorweebit@gmail.com or our Twitter, loveitorweebit. And I'm definitely Jeff on Twitter, and Annie is...
at any other name.
Yeah. So watch all of Aesokin for next episode.
Or don't, and just listen to us talk about it if you don't care about spoilers. Wow. Okay, bye.
Bye. And as we always say, it takes a tough man to make a tender anime.
Can I tell you, Kat said that this show was like a, it was like Hamilton, but with dogs.
You should love that for the show.
Oh, okay, I'll bring that up.
I was recording. Okay, so we can leave that in. I can just cut that in.
And I was like, girl, you know I don't like Hamilton. Fuck. I hate this. This show is cursed. I'm crying, actually, from how stupid this is.
Okay, let's get started.
Right. I'm so angry. Okay, great. Actually, the only other thing I watch is BTS interviews and practice videos.
Oh my god, BTS isn't... They're not that... I know I must be wrong.
They're not what?
But they're not that good. They're not that good. I know I have to be wrong on some level, but like...
You are completely wrong. They are the number one artist in the world.
The songs are just boring.
Oh my god, I'm gonna send you some songs and you have to shut your damn mouth.
There are no Twice.
Oh my good lord. I'll send you a video of them actually doing a dance to one of Twice's songs. It's pretty good.
Okay. I assume this is not going to be a long one.
No. Anyways.
So,
hello and welcome.
I have 10 pages of Nobunaga lore written out that I figure I would just read verbatim.
I was so really about to start.
Okay.
Okay. I hate this.
Hello. What?
No. Okay.
Woof woof.
Nope.
And welcome to Love It or With It.
Aru.
Aru? What?
Aru. That's it. That's the podcast. Turn it off.
Is there like a positive barking noise and a negative barking noise?
Ooh.
Welcome to Aru It or Ruff Ruff It.
This is terrible. This is trash. This is nothing. I forgot I was a wooing and I have headphones on and I don't know how loud.
Oh, no, no. I don't want you to get in trouble.
I gotta hang up. No.
I don't want you to get found out as a furry because that could complicate.
Oh, my God. I'm just a wooing in my room at night. Great. I love it. We did so good. I'm ready to go play Animal Crossing now.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Every minute we spend recording is Animal Crossing time.
That's so. Less time you have. So if your store is up, I would go sell things right now.
All right.
I'm very stressed out that you haven't yet.
I mean, I don't have stuff I plan to sell. But I sold everything yesterday.
All right.
Like, I sold stuff before there was a store.
Me, Jeffrey.
But wait. But before I had a store, I could sell stuff at any point. Now
yes,
there's more restrictions because I built a store?
Mm-hmm.
What the?
I know. It's Timmy and Tommy don't know how to run a business.